Copy that. I know a lot of people tend to dunk on these bow things, but hey, you can't beat it. Especially that DM32 UV and the Digi, all that good. If anything, it's just a code plug software that's a little challenging to use. I've noticed it can be a little buggy sometimes too, but overall, like, it's a very fantastic handheld too. Doing some kind of test, that's what I really like to do. Granted, it's not as easy as with the other bow things I have too. You still have to go through all these hoops to get things programmed in correctly, but it's still possible. Although there are some things I found that you can only do on the software. Do you still actively use that DM32 UV?
Yeah, I've only had it for like 3 weeks. So, I do. That's my thing. So, and I was able to, because I heard that if you had the radio ID that began with a 1, you're supposed to migrate to 3. 1 begins with 3, so I could use this network. It wasn't an issue, but I did see on there that it, like, last heard through the radio ID website and stuff, that it somehow, it does log it, you know, it does somehow, I guess, it does log, but, so I updated it with, did the conversion, which I initiated it, and, you know, with other stuff I had to do. And I think it took a couple hours, and then I have a 3. So now I think I'm good.